President Bush says he is encouraged by the steps taken by Israelis and Palestinians to move the peace process forward, but warns it is fragile and there are threats to further progress. He spoke after talks at the White House with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. The president says terrorism poses a grave threat to the peace process, but not the only one. He says while encouraging steps have been taken by both sides, much more remains to be done. He says the Palestinians must confront militants who want to kill the peace process, and Israel must take action to improve the everyday lives of the Palestinian people and give them hope.
In our discussions, I encourage the Prime Minister to take further steps to improve the daily conditions faced by Palestinians.
Mr. Bush says he warned the Israeli leader to think long and hard before taking actions that could create misunderstandings or inflame old hatreds on the Palestinian side.
I also urge the Prime Minister to carefully consider all the consequences of Israel's actions as we move forward on the road to peace.
One area of contention is Israel's decision to build a security fence in the West Bank. Prime Minister Sharon says he discussed the issue with President Bush, but stresses the project will go forward.
The security fence will continue to be built with every effort to minimize the infringement on the daily life of the Palestinian population.
The Palestinian Authority strongly opposes the fence, and Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas raised the matter during talks at the White House last Friday. At the time, Mr. Bush called the fence a problem, adding it is difficult to build confidence with a wall snaking through the West Bank. After meeting with Mr. Sharon, the president characterized the issue this way.
The fence is a sensitive issue, I understand, and the Prime Minister made it very clear to me that it was a sensitive issue, and my promise to him is we'll continue to discuss in the dialogue.
President Bush said the United States remains committed to the security of Israel, making clear the ultimate answer does not lie in a fence, but a determined effort to disarm militants.
The most effective way to fight terror is to dismantle terrorist organizations. I fully recognize that. And we will continue to work with all parties in the region to do just that.
Standing by the president in the White House Rose Garden, Prime Minister Sharon said the Israelis want to see a complete end to terror. He said he is grateful for the current period of calm in the region, but added the quiet could be shattered if Palestinian officials do not crack down on militants. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, the White House.